Accession number 17723, Reel 2.
Davis, Reel 2. But did you realise when you were aboard the ship that the Navy had ordered the convoy to scatter? Had you realised that?
No. No. We hadn't. I didn't recall that at all, the scatter.
So you didn't find out that until after the war?
Yeah, after the war, yes. But I didn't realise that they'd had an order to scatter.
What were the sights that you could see on up in the Arctic when you were aboard ship?
What were the sights we could see? Well, we were too far away from the land, so we couldn't see any land there at all. We could see an odd iceberg floating there, you know. And there were no other steamers or ships of any kind except ours. Our ships, the general ships. But it seemed fairly quiet, except for the odd plane flying round above, you see. And I remember one call from our side in one of the ships, one of the naval ships, saying, "Would you please go round the other way?" Fly round the other way, instead of flying around the one way or that. And the Germans just said, "Okay." Around the other way, you know.
This is the German spotter plane.
Hmm?
The German spotter plane.
Yeah, yeah. But
did you see any ships in the convoy sunk?
No, not while we were going up there, and there was quite a bit of cover for them. So I did not see any of them sunk myself. I remember seeing this destroyer there or whatever it was. No, it wasn't destroyer. It was a plane, you know, quite near the water. I suppose it could have gone on the sea as well. And I think they fired once at us, and we had just shifted out of the way. I think it may have been a torpedo, but we didn't get it. Now, whether it sunk other ships in there, I don't know. But I think I got an idea that we may have hit that one that fired us and probably sank it, you see, because I don't recall us having to use the guns any further. But when we got to near to Archangel, we were pretty well out, and we ran into dense fog near the Russian coast, and we stayed there for some time, and then we decided to go down, and we actually must have gone for miles through the fog or the smoke into the clearer parts, which were more nearer to Archangel. We got into Archangel without any further worry about firing at planes or ships. We got down to Archangel in the river. Now, when we left England, one ship had given us a little box to hand to one of the other ships actually in the convoy, which I suspect was a box of biscuits or cakes or something meant for somebody in this other ship, you see. So, anyhow, when we got into Archangel Harbour, we were out in the little motorboat going up and down, you know, and this ship called us, gave us this little tin, and asked us, could we deliver it to the other ship, one of the convoy ships that had come with us, and hand it to them, you see. So we did so. Well, there was only two of us. It was actually actually a rowing boat, this one we were in, and we were passing near this merchant ship, and they called us over. He went over there, and one of the cooks or somebody shouted, "Would you take this to so-and-so ship?" You know, said, "Yes, drop it down." And they put it in there. And we then went back towards our own ship, the Palomares, which he was laying alongside the jetty, you see. Well, before we did that, before we'd arrived at the particular spot on the jetty where we could get off, a Russian soldiers came out and held us up and wanted the parcel to see where it was, you see, the tin. Anyhow, we just hung on to it, and we got nearer and nearer to our ship, and we told one of the officers who was looking over the stern that we had this, and this Russian soldiers were after us, you see. So, anyhow, they must have got the Russian soldiers to lay off, you see. They were pointing their guns at us, you see. They must have got somebody to interpret a stop to any indication of danger. And yeah, they got them, and they gave it back to them, and then the Russian soldiers vanished. But they were quite narky, you know, when we saw them first. They were just going to fire and ask afterwards, you know, sort of thing. But we just managed to get through carefully that time. And I think that was the first day in Archangel itself. And the second day, we went ashore there, and we had a look around, and the people were quite pleasant. And some of the roadways were very peculiar. They looked as if they'd actually been full of water right up to the sides, and they'd gradually seeped off, you know. Because the road just seemed to be a big U road in the road. The sidewalks were all wood, and they ran for miles, you know, along these. And we did speak to one or two people in the post office there, and another one in the little library there. There were people who could speak English, and they did speak to us, you know. And we had a good walk around, and there's a cafe there. We went into this cafe, and we had a nice meal there. And then we sort of went back to the ship, quite happy with the reception we'd had, and the people were very nice to us. And, I think we were there. We went ashore one day, and we went around shopping to the shops, and I was able to buy a book of translating Russian to English, and that, and we bought a couple for a few bob, you know, and I had them in my library here, but they vanished somewhere. I don't know where they've gone to, but you could get things like that. Yeah. I got some stamps too. I gave them to the nephew. It must have been quite interesting for people who collect, you know, some of the Russian stamps.
Did you see anybody working in the town?
No, I didn't actually see anybody working in the town. You could see a few people out, and I saw them in a sort of bit of a park playing bits of games like tennis and things like that with a ball, but I didn't see any work on the housing or anything else like that. And as I say, with the roads being what they were like, I couldn't see any cars on the road because they were just like that, you know.
Hollow,
yes. And there was a train service came in from the east coast of Russia. A big, big train came through that way, through the edge of the town and away again. But I don't know what their final destination is, unless they went down further south, you know, towards...
Did the Russians seem to appreciate what the British Navy was doing?
Oh, yes, they were quite nice, quite content, you know, no opposition at all. They were quite happy with us there, you know. The only thing was that we were a bit worried when we saw these people with guns coming at us, wanting to know what we'd got, in case it was something that they should have had, you know, only a box of biscuits or something like that, passed from one ship to another.
Did you get any German attacks on Archangel?
No, there was none there while we were there, yeah.
How else did you spend your time ashore in Archangel? What else did you do?
Well, there was nothing much there. We did look around at the shops and that, and there were little odd things people were buying. There was a couple of bookshops and that, and the post office. But there was nothing else here. Oh, there was a place where you could go and get a meal, you know. We had quite a nice feed in there. I got the copies somewhere of the place we were in, but I can't remember now where it was. It might be... No, I was just trying to think of the copy of the place, the hotel that we went for coffee, but I can't recall it now.
Did you ever have any trouble ashore with the authorities?
None at all.